And we are back. You are listening to the one, the only Davin's Den, the third portion of the show. It has certainly been an event-filled show thus far.
You get three portions of Davin's Den now for the price of one.
Sure. You get. Well, see, what did we cover tonight? Teenage Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Various incarnations of pornography.
Oh yes.
Yes. World.
And now I guess we do some scammery stuff. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let me find my old scam busters. This iTunes is working out for me.
Tom liked your segue into Crew.
You like that?
Yes, he did.
Well, Tom, we're trying new things here. Yeah. I can play a certain amount of the music.
Right.
Before. There's an issue.
Yes.
And actually, our station, davinsden.com, is probably the only station that where there would be an issue if there was going to be an issue. Because
right.
I'm probably going to take all the music out. Because
right.
I got to edit this up now.
Yeah.
Not for the flubs. No. Those will still be there on the replay.
Flubbity, flubbity, flubbity.
Not for the tech issues.
Let me tell you, a lot of shows, they'll do editing to get the flubs and stuff out.
Not us.
No, man. This is what you get, you know?
This is what... It couldn't have been put any better than that, Joe. This is what you...
I never liked that.
No, this is really friggin' live.
It's live, and here you go.
I'm glad our incompetence plays into your personal taste.
Yes.
Thank you very
yes.
much.
If we stumble, you get to hear us fall.
Yes.
That's right. Makes it real. Makes us human.
Well, I...
Sort of.
Yeah, good point. I really...
Sort of, kind of, almost, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shall we do some scan? Oh, I got to do my little read first.
Oh,
I almost forgot.
Look at you.
Scambusters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. It's oh, yeah. There's
yeah,
a lead
just...
in. That's enough of that. Joe was starting to go off, and then he's doing his little magical fingers like he's playing keyboard, like he's playing the Scambuster song live at a big concert. Joe comes out from behind the keyboard, grabs the guitar from the roadie, starts doing Scambusters behind his head, gyrating his crotch in the front row.
I would have to be El Kabonged with the thing.
That can be arranged.
The roadie just grab it and smack me upside the head. Get behind a keyboard, stupid.
Hell, kabong.
Hell, kabong.
Can be arranged. I have no issue with any of that. So we're going to keep on going with the Ann Jackson situation.
Okay.
The victim, the scammer, or unwitting nitwit. I don't know. What is she? We don't know what she is.
That's sure.
We don't know. We don't know if she's very intelligent. We don't know if she knows what she was doing. We don't know if she's a victim. We don't know. But we're getting through this. Last week, we talked about this new bank lawyer who came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Morris something or other. The barrister. He was very convincing.
Mm-hmm.
With such phrases as "don't use shitty words."
He's a professional.
Yeah. And, you know, he's complaining that he doesn't have the money to carry on the things that need to be done in our
bank.
Yeah,
he's a bank.
Well, he's a lawyer for the bank. Well, the fees need to be paid. You know, if Anne could just itemize everything that needs to get done.
Yes.
Maybe then there wouldn't have to be fees that need to get paid.
I don't know.
I think you pay fees for the itemization, Joe. I think that's I think the itemization is the issue.
In some senses, you feel like you're under that impression.
Yes.
When you're really not. Just want the itemization.
Anybody could fall for it, Joe. Almost anybody.
Really.
Most rubes.
Yep.
Apparently. But anyway, we go on.
How you doing, Rube?
I'm fantastic.
Mm. Great.
They call me Ruby Ruberson. Have you met my aunt, Myrna Putzoutenberg?
Hi, I'm your friend Ruby. How you doing?
Ruby.
Here's
all right.
Cousin Rube.
Mm-hmm. Cousin Rube from the backwoods.
Right. Anyway.
He scared me.
Sure he did. So let's go on with this. We've delved on. There's been more and more characters that have come where it's kind of head spinning and everything.
Yeah, boy.
All of them. They want to help. These characters, they want to help. They just need a touch more money.
They want a piece of an action.
Well, Joe broke down the template of what every scam is every week. It's kind of like dangle the carrot. You're going to get help or whatever you need. Love. urgency, pay now.
Yes.
That's pretty, whatever scam it is, whether it's a phone scam or an email.
Selling you magazines.
Or internet, that's always what it is.
Yeah. Emergency, do it now.
Do it now.
No time to think.
Right. Yeah, no time to think.
You're really going to love whatever we're talking about. You just got to do this, and then all this fabulousness is yours.
Act right. now.
Yes.
Act now.
Yes. All right. So now we go to the Euro Monitor Committee Union.
That even sounds fake.
No.
No, no. I'm sorry, it does.
Euro Monitor Committee Union?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, right?
No?
Best you can do?
No.
No?
No.
Well, Joe, I mean, the email is official.
Got a picture of a chicken with a euro on it.
The email address is Euro... Holy crap. Euro Union Committee... Unions. Euro Committee Unions at Europe.com.
At Europe.com.
I can't... If you go to Europe.com, it seems to be this website where they offer all these different services. Like if you need to find like a hairstylist or a clothing or whatever, like in Europe. It seems to be that type of website.
It's a web portal.
Is that what it is?
That's what they call this.
Mm. Okay, so I don't know how these people are getting Europe.com emails. I haven't found it as a free email address because I've searched. Because, like Yahoo or whatever, you can find these things. Have not been able to find that, but this is not the first or last Europe.com. Remember, we had Interpol Eric who was using...
Interpol Eric?
Interpol. Sounds like our gay porn. The Nazi's going to be with Interpol Eric.
Yeah, come on.
That's what got her into this mess.
Come on in.
All right. So it's called European Union Funds Tax Force of Held. There is a phone number. It's a 61-1800-654-743. I didn't really check it up. Check it out where it's from. It's
5309.
No, it's supposed to be in Australia.
Really?
It's and I think they're talking about $2,600 Australian, and there's an address. So this is the email that Ann Jackson gets, then she passes on to me.
Okay.
Our reason of sending you this message is to alert you of your funds been held here in Australia.
King Joffrey Jofer said, you get a fund, a wife in Queens.
You are required to contact us in the next 48 hours.
As a time limit.
Yep. So that we can verify the funds and then release it to you by Western Union money transfer.
Yes, Western Union.
Oh, my God. That's such a convenient service.
It is. You know, it was funny when I was... when I was waiting for my girls to get their hair done, there was a Western Union a couple stores down. I was dying. I was like, should I pop in? I'm thinking, wow, what a crappy neighborhood this is that I'm in. If they're lasting. You don't find those in Beverly Hills.
No.
Was there a pawn shop? A pawn shop?
No, it wasn't. I don't know, but no. It was pizza places.
See, I couldn't even get pawn out. I said pawn shop. Yeah. That's not what I meant.
This transfer will be made bit by bit. Tell you know it's official bank business, Joe.
Bit by bit?
Wait, bit by bit, Joe. Bit by
like,
bit.
What were they called? Bitcoin by Bitcoin?
No. It's bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
Yes, Joe. That's what it says, Joe. So you have to know that the EU tax fees will be paid, and it is the only fees you have to send to Australia before your funds will be transferred through Western Union each and every day. Just keep on going to Western Union, baby. You got more funds coming every day. Bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
And you're going to pay a fee every bit.
No, just this one time.
Uh-huh.
The fees for the Western Union and EU is euros 2,500.
Euros 2,500, that's got to be probably about three grand.
That's pricey.
$3,000 U.S.?
I don't know. You sounded like you knew, I was going to go with that.
Well, yours more than that. 2,500 euros, probably about $3,000 U.S.
Your funds have been estimated as euro $800,000. So, you're going to get all this money.
What's three if I got 800? Yeah. What's 2,500 euros if I got 800,000 sitting there?
We await your prompt response. Sincerely, Mrs. Sharon Welms.
Who the hell? And her title? Nothing.
No title. So then Anne writes to me. In fact, this fund is from the RBS Bank because they were looking for me. I did get contact from them.
I'm sorry.
What?
It's just like... You know, like 12 years in, when everybody knew about the African scam letter.
What African scam letter?
I mean, in general, the African...
No.
The first African scam letters that used to come out. You never heard of them?
Oh, no.
Okay, let me explain.
Only familiar,
Let me explain.
Aren't they nice people with flies on their faces that Sally Struthers trying to feed? Is something going on?
Not those people. The ones that have all the money that they need your help to get at.
But didn't we do like a big concert for them back in the 80s?
Some of them. The others are still bitter.
Oh!
Yeah.
So they're doing terrible things?
Well, some of them who got their hands on some computers, they started this thing. And about, 10, 12 years after this, we got one of our friends with a straight face said, "Oh my God, I'm in on this great thing. This guy from Africa contacted me, and if I help him, I get a piece of the money that he's trying to loose." And we were like, "Dude, really? Really? Where you been? Really?
Snap out of it, stupid."
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody knew about it. But I'm laughing because this just sounds like... You really think you got contacted by the people that...
She does. She does.
There's 800 large sitting there waiting for you.
That's what we are led to believe.
Wow.
You are starting to have skepticism. Are you swinging back to the point where she's playing stupid and really knows exactly what she's doing? I'm asking you a question is what I'm doing.
Are you asking me if I swing both ways? Yeah,
Does everything have to be smut and porn with you?
Yes.
We're trying to do a respectable radio show for this last hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't get the memo for the last hour. No, you know what? The thing is that she's just... it's so ridiculous. I can't believe that anybody... This is...
Well, we know these people believe in ridiculous things. We see it all the time. You get these 70... Hold on, Joe, and I'll let you jump. You get these 70-year-old... shut-in women that are 500 pounds and haven't been married in 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. they think a 25-year-old soldier is in love with them. You believe what you want to believe. Now go, Joe.
But I think that if she's... I don't think that she's in with him. I said this a couple of weeks ago, because if she was in with him... This is all such nonsense.
And embarrassing.
And she has to try to sell you this as real.
Yeah, but if she's in with it, she's a scammer. And the scammers sell this as real. They're selling the same product, Joe.
It's just one thing. But from a sensibility, it's just ridiculous.
How
do you expect somebody to believe this?
Apparently they got this Ann Jackson to believe it.
At the moment, I'm leaning towards
sad.
Horribly dumb.
Well, yes,
sadly
Joe.
Dumb.
This is sad. Nobody ever said any of this was happy.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
That's all right. U.S. soldier James Miller contacted me because Jennifer, remember that's Parker Green's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another soldier. Because Jennifer also has the name in the bank account. So the bank is waiting for Jennifer. Jennifer went to RBS Bank to make sure of the funds and to be released to her. Due to big amount of the funds, the bank will ask the government to grant the funds to the bank, and then the bank will release the funds to the customers. So it goes from the government to the bank to the customer. Apparently the government can't handle these big things. They print money, but they can't handle these things, and they need to go through a bank.
Uh-huh.
To get the victim.
And another thing, in there, usually, like in the States, like when we had the whole 9/11, they had the, tragedy, like Sandy and stuff like that. They'll have a trustee that handles funds.
Yes. And
that's his job. Yeah. You know the trustee. He's a figurehead.
Yeah, but they're sending figureheads. They're sending people at her, Joe. They're sending names.
But there's one guy, just one figurehead.
Well, but this is multiple countries, Joe. This money is like, you know what? This money is like a Malaysian airplane. Just when you think you have it pinned down, it goes someplace else.
You see a picture of it stuck in somebody's pussy?
I did.
Yes.
I saw 800,000 euros in a woman's vagina.
But even so,
I can't believe that will fit.
Well, it was a big vagina.
But even if it's in different countries,
vagina?
No.
She could be sitting right on the political geographic boundary.
Am I getting fired again?
Do you want to be fired?
We're very outside of this tonight.
Focus on the vagina. That's where Pip, whoever you are.
You're feeling outside of the vagina? You can feel inside the vagina.
It's been a while. Yes, I have. For a while. Not according to your Facebook post.
For a while. No. But I just, in a situation where it's multinational, there will be a delegate that will handle it for all the countries. The go-to person.
Yes, yes.
You can't have everybody.
Well, remember, she's dealing with the United Nations as well, Joe. She's got the Secretary of the United Nations, Dr. Melvin Santos. She's got everybody involved. They're all working.
Yeah, they're incredibly on top of this because they have nothing else to do right now.
This is what they're working on.
Crimea.
So she goes on. What?
Crimea.
This is from 2 years ago.
Oh, that's true.
Or a year ago.
Oh, okay. Afghanistan.
I don't know.
Even the date could be up for grabs.
I don't know.
Turkey. Afghanistan.
Allegedly, Yuliana Avalos' boyfriend is crazy. Allegedly. What? Did I say that on the air? Anyway.
No.
Oopsie.
I heard no such thing.
Neither did I. Due to the... Yeah, right. Due to the big amount of the funds, the bank will ask the government to grant the funds to the bank, then will... And then the bank will release the funds to the customers. The bank will ask the customers to pay for the fees to activate the account. So you have to pay to activate the account, and fees for the funds transfer. You have to pay for the fees transfer. And I have no idea if the bank will ask for the stamp duty fees. It depends on the case.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they'll get around to that. How many fees are we up to?
Is that
I think
a possibility?
We're going to tally the fees.
It's happening.
We figured there has to be at least, Jesus Christ, probably about 8 to 10 fees so far.
We didn't.
You can't just give money away, Joe.
We didn't even cover the taxes. There've got to be taxes.
There's always taxes.
Yeah. Now, to be frank with you, have you ever settled a probate or an estate? It's
do you have
just
to be 40 or 50 till you get your probate looked at?
You know what? You should be 50, but it's nice to have a baseline of 40.
So I don't have to go to get my probate looked at.
You should tonight. Ask nice.
Well, we've talked about the subject matter. Okay, Joe, go on.
I don't know if I want to. But it's almost like it's
a
almost,
very
it's,
special
it's,
damage.
Talk about
clear the Seder plate. Joe, is still, that a, Joe, is that a lamb shank behind your head?
The better place to be than the Seder. Trust me.
Yes.
But, you know, like I said, is when you sell it, you know, you settle an estate, it's almost just as bad.
Oh,
everybody's got
diamond,
their hand out.
Diamond in your death.
It's
yes, absolutely.
It's ridiculous. But,
it's just like closing on a house. You can't believe how many people. It's like, oh, and you got to pay this fee and that fee. And how about me, boss? How about me, boss?
Oh, everybody's got their hand and the tail on that. But which kind of shows you that a legit entity is just as bad as an illegitimate one.
That's right, true. So that's a good point.
This is Ann Jackson telling me the real case from her.
Okay.
I know this because it says, this is the real case from me.
Thanks for underlining that for us.
It's
yes.
official. So she says, Jennifer told me that the bank will release the funds to her after paying the duties for reactivating the account. But the duty is another word for tax.
Mm-hmm.
Reactivate the bank. But the bank asked to pay the fees for the stamp duty fees. I did ask her to confirm if the bank will ask for the fees for the tax clearances, and Jennifer told me she already confirmed that the funds will be released soon. Then she told me that she lost the money due to the hit by a moving car. Such bad luck. And the bank asked her to pay for the fees of tax 2014. According to the bank manager, who specializes in money laundering, told me that tax clearances must be paid.
What?
This is what she was told by the guy who's an expert in money laundering. The bank manager.
He
would know.
I
think he's the guy in the syndicate. All right, now we're getting to the good stuff. Yo, how are we going to wash this money? Anyway, she goes on, if not, the government will behold the fees because they will think it is involved in money laundering. So special ways to do it, so the bank, the government's dumb. They don't know if it's in money laundering or not.
Peekaboo. You know, it's like a baby. If I put my hands in front of my face, you can't see me. That's how the government is. Put your hands in front of your face.
But
they can't see it.
There's so many fees now that there's fees on top of fees. The fees are getting away of the fees.
Yes.
You notice that?
The compounded fees.
Just doesn't seem feasible.
Oh.
Maybe that one.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow. Take your groan back.
No, okay.
Now I'm hot. Jennifer is 19, and she did not listen to me, and she will make a mistake again. I do not want to pay for the fees. I do not like her. No, I'm sorry. I do not want to pay for the fees because I did spend so much money on it. Of course you don't. Here are the points that I'm asking, but no one knows. These are her points.
Okay.
Nobody can give her an answer. The funds is in the treasury. If you want to apply for it, you need the bank lawyer to deal with the legal process. Interpol and UN have funds, and this is why the victims must comply, and then they can submit the cases and get your funds. I don't know where she gets this information from. I can't find anywhere what the protocol is. But
no.
It's out there somewhere.
Can you just read that back? I just want to really get a grip on this.
No, right.
Let go with that.
The funds is in the treasury. If you want to apply for it, you need the bank lawyer to deal with the legal process. Okay. That's viable.
Uh-huh.
Interpol and UN have funds, and this is why the victims must comply, and then they can submit the cases and get your funds. All right, hold on. So they have all this money from scammer payback money.
Uh-huh.
You just comply, and you get your money, Joe.
Now, in that paragraph, it doesn't seem unreasonable.
No.
No.
It does, you know, it seems like that is a normal process to do anything. I mean, the bank has to make sure this gets done, and then he has to deal with Interpol and the other agents. It seems in line.
And if you were a victim who reached out to this Anne Jackson and she said that, you go, all right, that makes sense.
Okay, hand me the paperwork.
To be frank, that one paragraph, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds like, okay, send me the form.
Right.
So she goes on, what I worry, after opening the case file, the authorities freeze the scammers' accounts, and the funds are in the frozen accounts. If you ask the official website of the banks, they do not know it at all. So it seems kind of nefarious.
Well, it seems like if you actually go to the bank and say, hey, have you heard about this? The bank says, what you talking about, Willis?
Right.
Because it's not real.
Right.
Right.
But you're fed the stories like the banks are in on it. So you have to open. The banks do not know it at all. So you have to open a non-residential account. Why does it? I don't know.
Who says you have to do it?
I don't know where.
And why do you have to?
I am assuming she fancies herself an expert, this Anne Jackson.
Right.
I don't know where she gets her information from.
I'm taking your certificate back.
Sorry, like, if the bank said the money was there, but hear me out. If the bank says the money is there, but you have to open a, was it non-residential account?
Non-residential.
I would understand. Okay. All right. It could be nonsense. It could be the truth. However, if the bank is saying they have no knowledge of the money, who is telling you have to open up this account?
Right.
And why you bother opening up this account if the bank is telling you the money's not there?
Right. Right.
You know?
Well, because you have to know the protocol to get the money. The bank is not going to admit this money's here.
But the bank... But
it's like if it's so secret that the bank hasn't heard about it, yeah.
That's the line the bank's feeding you. But the bank knows.
The
bank knows. They know. But you have to know who to know at the bank to get the money, John.
Oh, I see. Big wink. Oh, I get it.
But a financial institution does not work this way.
No, they don't.
Unless it's corrupt.
And you're telling me that Interpol and the United Nations is in on this.
Don't forget the U.S. Army.
All right.
And the FBI.
Wouldn't they know?
And
the European, this European Get Back Money Fund.
Yeah, the Get Back Money
Committee.
Fund. Get
Back Money.
Yeah. If this was true, wouldn't they look into the bank and find out why the bank is not saying that if it was true?
Absolutely. There would be a person that you could call on the phone and say, hi, I am one of the people in this class action suit, and I need to apply for my money. Send me the form. Send me the document I need to fill out. Tell me what the fee is, and I'll send you my application.
Yeah. Easy peasy. I've never heard anything where they go, well, the bank is saying it's not there, but we know it's there.
Because you don't know the procedures.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But this is this woman's point of view. Nobody knows the procedures.
But it's a bank. It's an institution.
That's why you have to get through her.
Banks can't do stuff that way.
Right. Banks would never rob from us, Joe. They would go to jail. Oh, no, they wouldn't.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
They will.
But this is kind of...
Joe, you had one of the HSBC bank with money laundering for a drug cartel. And they admitted it. And they didn't go to jail. You remember that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, banks do crazy shit, Joe.
I'm not saying they don't.
You just said they don't.
Listen, hear me out.
I will
not.
End the show.
Another break.
And our time is up.
So many breaks on this show.
Anything to avoid hearing Joe out. Joanne called and she said this is how she prefers it.
I'm sorry. Our hour is up. You can make an appointment with my secretary.
But you're telling me that how did they find this out? Was there an investigation?
Of course. Yeah. There's always investigation.
There was an investigation.
Yes.
She looked into it. There were concerns about that.
Obviously.
And they finally looked at it. All right. Fine. Why isn't this being done in this case here?
Yeah.
It seems that they should have. If that,
Joe, if you just pay the fees, it's all going to be handled. You just got to follow
and
protocol.
If you phrased it that way, maybe I. And I'm not. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to bullshit, if you're going to phrase
they
it.
They don't
that
know
way,
English, stupid. They're phrasing it the best they can.
Phrase it that way.
They're a bunch of Africans talking to a Japanese woman. Nobody knows this damn language. you were born here, and we're not so sure.
Let's phrase this up. The bank, we know the bank has the money. Open up this account in case the bank says it. But there's always been these cases where they fell for. But in this one, nobody's investigating. This is ridiculous.
Now, you know what it sounds like?
You're not believing it.
It's
no! you got that impression.
It sounds like one of these, if you'll pardon me, Italian-American clubs that are unmarked doors that you have to know the secret knock and you have to know who to ask for so you can get in on
but
the card game
very,
inside.
She's very conspiracy theory. We've seen this before.
Yeah.
She's called the Mafia. Anyway, so the bank lawyer has to go to the high court to get certificates for you. This fees is included with opening case file. She's telling me that this is the way it's done.
Okay.
How much does it cost? Funds transfer? It depends on the country system. So this is how it's laid out. I don't know where she gets this information. I'm guessing she got this information from these people who vetted this information.
Right.
But, you know, I can't find it. And, you know, her take is always that the scam hunters don't know what the hell they're talking about. Nobody knows. We're all a bunch of maroons or macaroons, as the case may be.
Mm.
So then, I guess, and then we'll go on to the next portion.
I'm sorry, so she says
Joe,
that.
Please don't talk with a macaroon in your mouth. Really, did you think that would be good radio, you spitting macaroon all over the board?
Macaroon.
Swallow, stupid.
That's what he said to me before.
So she says that.
Yes.
And she's willing to put all her eggs in a basket with all these
Well, Joe, in her defense, her eggs are in baskets all over the world. Mm. This money has legs. It travels, baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's Australia now.
Yeah,
right.
I went from Malaysia, been to Japan. I've been everywhere, man. Got money in every scam, man.
I've been everywhere, man.
Money's on we got plane. Africans on the land, man.
Would you like a drink or a snack and a pile of money? Thank you, stewardess.
Are you believing our bullshit plan, man? Yeah. I'm in everywhere, man. I got money in this land and that land, man. Scam, the musical.
Oh, no. Tom wants to know which one of your macaroons did he have in his mouth. My macaroons were not even near his mouth, thank you.
It was green.
The green macaroon.
Green.
Anyway, so we'll leave with this, and then we'll move on to our girls in Africa.
Yes.
Warning! There's two exclamation points. Mr. Davin, that's me. Do not do anything now because the terrorists want to kill me because of these stupid hunters who expose me. The real terrorists are looking for me. Now you can see what is going on with me. All of them want set me up to kill me. Now, again, we're back to this woman being scared because the anti-scammers, if you will, have exposed her for who she is. So now, and she carbon copies all these assholes with I'm sorry, the technical term. She carbon copies like all the IC Browns, the Interpol Eric, Interpol Sarah, you know, David Copperfield, whoever the hell she is.
David Copperfield.
Brown Cotton, whatever the hell, because you wipe your ass
David
with him.
David Copperfield. Why am I getting this?
It was somebody.
She carbon copies all them, what's going on with her.
Right.
Perhaps she thinks she's being forthright, but then they use this against her.
Of course.
So that's where we are.
Wow.
Anything before I move on to
this? Oh, what's the chat saying? What's the chat saying in regards to this?
They're everywhere, man.
They're just listening.
Just listening?
In the chat, do we feel like she's a victim? I do not feel that she's part of this scammer group. I think she's just totally just disillusioned and scared in the middle.
Just Lisa's, another victim.
Lisa's typing BCC, BCC. What is
blind carbon copy.
Ah, oh, yeah, right.
Big, clear cock.
Big Caucasian cock.
No such thing. Look at Joe. Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
I'm Joe Curry, and I have a big Caucasian cock.
Yes, it's been dormant, but...
What is it, a bear?
Like the Maytag repairman of penises.
What does that even mean?
The Maytag repairman used to sit there lonely because Maytags were so great they never needed to be repaired.
Oh, 50s.
No, 70s.
Oh,
70s.
And today. Oh, wait, no, those won't be your references.
Ah, the chat says, she's just all kinds of stupid.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they broke it down technically.
All right.
I like that.
She's just all...
succinct.
So it's victim-y. We're feeling victim-y.
Well,
feeling every... just another victim.
Which is a lot different than they were feeling about a month ago when we started this.
Different chat.
Huh?
Different
chat. Well, same chat room, different people.
Same chat room, different chatters.
All righty. Yes.
Shall we move on to the girls?
Okay.
Please.
Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Just like a dream to me. That's somehow.
All right. Now, when we last left off, a couple interesting developments. First, Belinda did admit that she covered herself in fabric softener while doing the laundry. Which was important.
Ooh, are we talking porn again?
No, this was just two kids in love.
Oh.
You know, you don't want your nipples having static cling. It's just a personal preference.
No, I hate that. Exactly. Chafing.
And then we were getting in a little bit of an argument about her kid's birthday, because she was telling me it was her daughter's birthday. And I was saying, but last August it was your fake son's Michael's birthday. What's going on here, woman? We were having issues again.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, no. Your kids weren't fighting.
And we were trying to work out another date to get this video chat.
Yes.
Trying to get this third video chat with my lovely Belinda.
And a video chat is important because this is going to determine where they're going with their relationship.
Yeah.
It's a big key thing.
I'm worried.
I know.
Well, it's been, I'm a little worried too.
March 18th, 2013, Dateline.
Ta-da.
Starship. Ta-da. Spock as my African cook. Oh,
These are the idiots of the Starship Africa.
Nice.
There, 4-year voyage. To go where no scammer's gone before.
Well, in some way she has.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. March 18th, 2013. She asks how I am. I say I'm okay. Thanks. Getting ready for. I ask her if she's getting ready for the big day. She goes, not really. Something came up, so I don't think I can make it.
Ah!
What happened? I says. Kasha had two outstanding debts at school, and since their teachers are on strike, they demanded payment, and I had to pay. So there's more money that she needs.
What, is it like milk money?
It's a different country. There's money to get her kids educated, Joe. I'll find out.
Mm.
I go, how
can you get on that?
I'll work on that for you, Joe.
Get on that.
Good thing you were sitting right on my shoulder in March of last year. I go, how can striking teachers demand payment? I was talking about Kasha's birthday as the big day. Are you talking about something else or the same thing? She goes, something else. I go, what were you talking about? She goes, I was talking about something that came up today. I go, okay, I'm confused. I asked you about a big day. You said no because the teachers are on strike. The government pays the teachers in Ghana, so why are you paying them? What big day were you talking about? What else came up today? She goes, I thought you were talking about VidChat. That's why I said something came up. A wasted excuse. I said, oh, so why do you have to pay government workers? She goes, I don't have to pay government worker, but there are certain incentives the government doesn't pay. That's what I paid. And the teachers are on strike because government has not paid them. I go, what type of incentive would a private citizen have to pay? She goes, they call it incentive and it has to be paid every term. I had outstanding debts and I had to pay. I go, all right, so when do you think we can speak? She says she has to get something on. She has to get something to sew, then I can get a little money so we can do it. All right, she needs a little money. Not asking me, though, right? All good.
No, not so far.
Don't be so skeptical, Joe. Problems come. You're always bitching about money.
Yeah.
You don't even have a kid that needs to, you know, bribe some teachers.
I understand, but here we go. We go with the foot dragging. We're almost there. Something's coming up.
Yeah, but in her defense, she's actually paid off. She's gone on video chat with me.
Yeah.
Twice.
Try.
Yeah.
Never got that many conclusive answers. And this is a very big video chat because this determines where your relationship is going. This is a big one. Big one.
They're all big ones. Shit.
No.
The other ones were big ones at the time.
This is bigger.
This is the big
one. Men have died.
No, men have died. No, you stated this is where is you, this men have died.
As it feels stupid.
Men have died.
Turning about fair like play.
Yeah, it's kind of, we switch roles on now. But he's looking at me and goes, hey, that's me. I'll fight me with you.
How you like me now?
But this is the big video chat.
They've all been big videos.
This has been the biggest one because this is determining your relationship.
We didn't even know if she was really a woman before. That was pretty big.
I'm still not sure.
You established about a month or so ago on the show that you were going to determine where your relationship was going with this video chat.
Yeah.
And this video chat has been sidestepped a lot. And this is the first time within the past 2 weeks that you two have been getting back to the meat and potatoes of this. And we're finding out. Now, when I was also in her predictions, we say she's probably going to foot drag.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she won't. No, she won't. Said, well,
no.
Right,
we were saying
now,
that.
At this very moment, we're seeing some foot dragging here.
I do not like the distrust of this woman.
She was somebody else last year.
Joe?
He didn't mind the distrust of another woman.
Here's the problem, Joe. I'm trying to make a relationship work because I realize people change.
They actually do.
Yes!
There's somebody different now.
Names.
Not changing.
Maybe if you would change a little bit, you wouldn't have had the conversation you had yesterday.
What am I going to do, Jim? You know? No,
me and Belinda have a healthier relationship than you and your wife.
Oh, wait now. Hold on.
Well, I'm at least talking.
Yes! See? We can stand to be in separate countries with each other.
Yeah.
All right. What?
Like, instead of being separate countries with each other.
I don't know if Joe and his wife have that tolerance.
Maybe there's the answer.
I don't have internet. Meanwhile, Joe be plugging away on the computer. Talking to him. I can't escape with you. I'm jerking off the porn. There's a Nazi I've been wanting to look at.
Nice. So she has to get so she gets a little money and then we can do it. I go, okay, I guess you and I are kind of stuck then, aren't we? That's kind of priming the pump there.
Yeah.
Let's say, going to get a little money? She goes, yeah, that's it. I go, are you afraid of what might happen when we vid chat? She goes, I'm not. There is no reason for me to be. I go, okay, that is good. I just grow frustrated, frowny face. She goes, why is that?
I have needs.
Yes, I do. Tell me about the fabric softener.
Again.
I go, because I need to move forward with my life. I need to either plan on possibly spending my life with you and doing what I can to make your and Kasha's life better until we are together, or I need to end our relationship and not waste either of our time. You get mad at me for looking at the past, and I understand that. But in my mind, we have a few unresolved issues that I need to be that need to be talked about. I am tormented. I lose myself in moments where I think everything is great between us. But there are other moments where I stop myself and think, this is crazy. It should never have gotten this far between us.
Preach!
Joe, is that what you were looking for?
Yes. Yes.
Past Davin knew what future Joe would want.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Now, twofold thing here. Is she scared on a personal level? Is she scared to take the relationship further? And is she scared where if... Because like I said, this video chat's a big deal. There's two things that can happen. Either you decide to move on... And if she does like you, she, you know, she's taking a gamble on losing a friend. Or
friend, is that all I am, Joe?
Well, or you're not going to like this one. Or
well, then don't say it. Your words hurt.
Okay, here we go. If she does say the wrong thing in a video chat, will she lose a mark that she's been working on for about a year or so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that at all.
That video chat, there's a couple of reasons, you know, there's that she's foot dragging on that. There could be a big, you know, she's trying to get out of something or try to prolong it, you know.
Yeah.
And she asks, are you scared? No. And then you reiterate that, well, this is going to determine our relationship and where we're going.
And she's like, no, I'm scared.
No, I'm scared. I got to figure out what to do. I can't have a video chat. If something's wrong that said, I could blow this whole thing.
So she goes, well, I will try very hard so we can do it this week so we can resolve it. I go, okay, babe. Well, I do not want to video chat with you on Wednesday because that is Kasha's day.
Okay.
She goes, okay, thanks, but it will happen this week, hopefully. I go, okay, pretty lady. She goes, okay.
Okay.
Down. Then I ask her how my socks are coming along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get those socks here.
Yes.
I want to hold those socks in the show.
Would you like them to be unwashed?
As long as
don't let him near your socks.
Hey, Joe, what's wrong with you? You creep. Get away from my
touches. Don't let him near your socks.
That's you we got to worry about. You just can't help yourself having a nice lick.
Because actually, you know.
Oh, I know what you were going for. Oh, would you cheat on me, Joe? Do you want African socks?
We're on the outside looking in on this one. Holy Christ tonight. Holy
oh, Joe.
We're trying to be a team player tonight. I really am.
Oh, I thought I was the only jizz sock for you. Say it ain't so, Joe. Yeah, Joe. What's that mean for us, too?
What difference a year makes? You know,
I don't get what.
I'm not really. Well, I'm like trying, guys.
That's what you always tell me, but after an hour and a half, I just want to go to bed. Finish up, Joe. Finish up.
Can I actually look forward to the end of the show just to see those guys? I really...
I miss you, too.
I'm going to look at these damn characters. Like I told you, we went to go see that. We did this comedy show where the woman did the socks and stuff like that. And we went there. I go, this woman should have a net dropped on her. We go back for the fourth or fifth time. I'm totally in the backstory now. I can't wait for her to go up, see how the guys are doing. It was this place.
That's where he first got his interest in my type.
He saw the sexy socks and he couldn't contain himself.
But Joe, I feel worn. Buy me something nice. My little toe. You poke through where your little toe goes.
I'm glad you're suing that voice. I got to send the veils out. But anyway. I got to pick some stuff up. But
darn me.
Well, anyway, but wouldn't it be great to have her send socks? We'll be holding something tangible.
Yes,
in our hands.
It would be great. And it might have happened.
But, you know, you can talk about holding tangible socks. This woman has my heart in her hands, Joe.
I'm sorry.
You're very skeptical, the two of you tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, because you lectured us on how the relationship was going. 3 minutes later, that you read about stuff we were lecturing you about.
I have to play tough with my love.
I understand. So basically, I think she's, you know,
it's very protective.
She's foot dragging.
Yeah,
she's foot dragging.
Foot dragging.
That's why she's got holes in her socks.
That's right.
I get. Yeah, there you go. I go, how are my socks coming along? She goes, slowly but surely, it will come out fine.
Bit by bit.
I smile. I can't keep my end of the bargain up as nobody's contacting me. She goes, contact you how? I go, email. We've discussed this before. I swear, sometimes I think you have a brain injury. Ignore me when we speak, or just have too many guys to keep track of.
Oh, snap.
Talking about, of course, the roast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
I'm supposed to write a personal roast for her.
Oh.
And I need to talk to her family members. That's in exchange for the socks.
I forgot about that.
Sometimes I don't think you guys listen to me. It's like you have a brain injury. That was a long time ago. When I read this show, I'm like, what am I talking about? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So you're with Iowa.
I didn't know what I mean. Come on.
All right, really?
It's been a while. I didn't know what I was talking about.
All right, good.
For her, it hasn't been that long.
I understand
but for
that.
Us
but
reading
for
this
us,
now, yeah.
I mean, we're doing so many stories, and there's so many twists and turns. You got to give us a break.
And I wish you wouldn't keep talking publicly about my brain injury.
You know, it's weird. We actually missed her last week.
Yeah, I know. Suckers.
Yes, we did. Mm.
Suckers.
I guess that mange, you know, it infects the brain.
Mm. Yes.
The mange. All right. She goes, I didn't understand. She goes, didn't understand what you said. Okay. I go, okay, I want to do this for you, but I need your family and friends to help out. Oh, well. When are you going to make the fufu? Fufu is an African dish that she's making for her daughter.
Okay. I'm glad you explained
sounds
that.
Sounds dirty.
One.
She goes, Papa, where?
Well, when's the fufu being made?
She goes, okay, when you come to Ghana. I go, what when I come to Ghana? She goes, I thought you said when I will make fufu for you.
Are you sure this is a dish?
Yeah, really?
I'm going to make fufu for you.
I think fufu is something else.
I go, no, I was just rhyming. That is sweet, though. I meant for kasha. I do not know how long it takes to make. She goes, about an hour cooking and pounding.
I think fufu is something else.
I think fufu is something else. It's almost as hot as the porno YouTube people are like.
An hour of cooking and pounding. Yeah, baby.
I go, I have a very dirty mind. I suddenly got turned on when you said an hour of pounding.
That's funny.
She goes, I guess that's you.
No, it's
meanwhile,
all,
she's sitting there.
And you two my co-hosts.
Yeah, my co-hosts on my radio show. Oops.
I go, I guess so. I go, you sound less than pleased. She goes, not in a very happy mood. I go, what's the matter? She goes, can't celebrate my daughter's birthday for her like she deserves. Can't video chat also. Everything is not going on well. It just makes me sad.
Ah, turmoil. Okay. And the turmoil is going to use it to throw you off the trail and get sympathy, whatever turmoil she's going through, so you forget the video chat.
Hmm. I go, just make your daughter feel special. Treat her like a queen. What else is not going well? She goes, don't know how to get my kid to school tomorrow. I am broke. I go, how is their school if the teachers are on strike?
Yeah, right? Oh, nice.
She goes, want her to go weather strike or not? She has after school classes. That's what the incentives are for.
What's she going to do, hang out all day till 4 o'clock and then do things?
She's going to...
It's not cutting class if the teachers don't show up.
She's raising a little strike buster? I'll throw a brick at that girl's ass.
I go, what are... Wow, it's cute. I go, what are the after school classes? She goes, extra classes, but that's after school. I go, for math, spelling, and stuff? Is it like tutoring? She goes, yeah, it is. Thank you. Throw me a line.
Yeah, now, really. Thanks for helping her out there, Tim. And I wanted to see whether she answered that.
Now, I don't know where we're going here, but I just want to, where this is the damnedest thing, okay?
Scammers say the damnedest things.
This is another, whether she's in love or whether she's trying to pull a fast one, this is a perfect opportunity to get money.
Yeah.
Another big step. Yes. Let's see what happens.
Another big. Yeah.
So you're expecting another money grab. You've expected this before when the kid smashed her teeth a few days ago.
Yeah, I was.
And I understand that completely, which makes this kind of intrigue. You know, where the whole thing is like, well, if she, you know, is she looking for love? Is she looking for this? You know, and then you go, oh, she's just looking for money. That was a point where you would have asked for money. This right here is another open door for easy money.
Yeah.
For easy money.
Yeah.
I go, so they're not teaching regular classes, but they're holding extra classes for private money? She goes, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. I go, okay, I understand. What can I do to cheer you up, my love? She goes, I don't really know. I go, how is a thong like barbed wire fence?
Funny.
She goes, what's that? I go, it protects the property without obstructing the view.
You thought that up?
I think I might have. I don't know.
That's very funny.
That's
put
great.
That in your rack somewhere.
No, I won't. Yeah, last time I took your advice was Saturday. Not so much. Stupid
work.
Hyena joke.
It'll work.
I liked it.
Yeah, well, anyway. She goes, what's that? I go, anyway. She goes, how do you intend to use that? I go, I do not. It was just a joke. I wanted to try and make you smile. I guess I failed.
She said put it in the act.
No.
How do you intend to use that?
You can put it somewhere.
Put it in the act?
I put it somewhere. It's not wordy. It's good. It should fit. Yeah.
It's not wordy.
I don't know if it's mine or if I looked it up on the internet. I don't know. I don't remember. I go, she goes, at least you tried. My problems are tougher than jokes right now.
Oh, damn. Oof.
I go, I know, babe. I wish I could hold you right now. I would stroke your hair and just tell you tell you softly it will be okay. She goes, thanks.
Thanks, bitch.
I go, do you want me to let you go? She goes, not really. Have nowhere else to go. I go, I just feel helpless. She goes, okay, but it's fine. No need to worry, but thanks for worrying about me. I go, of course I'm worried about you. I can usually cheer you up, too. Today I can't. I do not wish you to worry about things. I wish there was something I could do.
You are pushing her.
Well, I know Joe would have that puss on his face.
Because it's right.
It's right there,
he's
Joe.
It's right there. No.
Isolate that.
Yeah. That's why he said Trucker Tom earlier in the show said I'm not a dumbass or anything.
I know.
Because if you're sitting there, you know right here and now is the perfect opportunity for the money grab. Any rational person would ask, if she's not biting, let me throw a little bait in the water. And see if
a little
she bites.
Chum in the water.
A little chum in the water. Let's see what she does.
By the way, don't hold your breath for the hat trick.
Okay. I won't. No macaroons for you. Swallow. Things that she'll hear later on tonight when she comes home.
She heard it in the script today, too.
I did.
Numerous times.
Was
that Polish pusky? I snorted. Nice.
I'm so full.
Bet you are.
Really? Really?
Don't burp and blow that across the table.
Yeah, really.
So I tell her, I wish there's something I could do. She goes, thanks, but there is nothing you can do. I guess I only have to hope for the best.
God damn it.
What are they?
What do they want?
Here we go, Joe Brooker.
They want what? Me.
No. Nah. Damn, what is
this? Isn't that hard to believe? I fooled people before.
I'm sorry.
This? They don't want you. What is the end game on?
Ask the wife. What's her? Ask her what her
end game
is.
What's her end game? What's your end game?
The ring on her finger is the end game.
She said she wants that. The both of them do. The wife and the Belinda. The Belinda wants the ring on the finger. Mm. She said she does, and then she laughed like, you know, Muttley. She does. Yeah.
She does.
She does.
Exactly.
Muttley's an old reference.
Yes.
And you know that.
Yes.
But when we made the other reference, you didn't get that.
No. Because it was a cartoon, and I was very young when it was on.
There you go.
I go, the strike will get settled. Kasha will be back in school and getting the education she deserves soon. With the sewing, the more work you do, the more it will lead to more work. Word of mouth. This is how these things work. She goes, I hope so. Started a couple of months ago. Now nothing. I guess there is hope. I go, have you been looking for other work? Yes, but only promises. Nothing yet. I go, what about the orphanage?
I was thinking of the orphanage.
She goes, they don't need any more workers. I go, what about all these companies that are in the gold business? Surely they have offices and need somebody for clerical work. She goes, those companies are on the Ashanti region. I am in Accra. It's true. Right, I thought maybe they had offices in Accra as well, since it is the main city of Ghana. How about I just fly you here and let you be my sex slave? No pay, but you get to live in a small house, have all of your meals made for you. The bad news is you're stuck with me.
Oh, what'd you say?
She go, if it will only solve my problems.
Wow.
I go, would that solve your problems? She goes, I don't think so.
That's great.
No, it's not.
No.
Trying to have a moment.
You slammed the door in your face. Oh.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes,
okay.
Okay. I go, me neither. Plus, I would not feel right having you as a sex slave. She goes, yeah. I go, you'd be tired all the time. She goes, I guess. I go, I've never seen you like this. My problems are getting to me. I'm devastated. I go, okay, besides the money for Kasha's school, what else is getting you so down? She goes, my unemployed, helpless nature is really disturbing me. The girl just wants to work.
Yeah.
Seems real. How much money do you need?
Uh-huh.
She goes, I don't even know. Just which to solve my problems. That's all I want. I want to help you somehow, I say.
He's really pushing this issue. Okay.
She goes, how do you want to do that? I go, I don't know. What is it you want me to do? And now the dance.
Yeah.
She goes, anything and anyhow you wish to help me. I'll be extremely grateful and appreciative.
Uh-huh.
I go, I know you will. Okay. After the vid chat, if we are still together, I will contact some people and see what I can do about owing them some money in order to send you some.
Okay.
I'm using the same template they do, Joe. If you just do this one thing that I want,
yes,
then you can get what you want.
But the thing is, what does she want? You're beating her over the head trying to.
I know.
It just seems now the video chat is like, yeah, okay, because you're going on the thing that she wants something. But she's sitting there and say, oh, I don't know. Well,
yeah.
What do I want? If they're scammers, they would go right to the point. I want this.
Absolutely.
I want that. I want this. And you're beating her over the head. Well, what do you want?
What do you want? Tell me.
Take the bait. Hint,
say
hint,
it.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Here's some bait. Why don't you take it? Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Come and kill me now. But, you know.
I didn't say that.
I know. But it's like, you know, come on, take the bait.
Thank God you're not writing this.
I know.
And it's like, we could do the video chat. Do the video chat for what? Because there's really no consequences or anything to lose. There's nothing really to lose because nothing's been established.
No. And he's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's saying, like, you know, jokingly, I'll fly you here and you can be my sex slave. But, I mean, if you were this girl in love and you had all these problems and this person who lives in the promised land, even though he says he doesn't have money, by their standards, we still have money. If he said, I'll fly you over and ha-ha, you can be my sex slave, but supposedly they're in love, wouldn't you be like, well, if you really mean flying me over and my kid, yeah, that would help things.
Well,
take that bait.
She could be too depressed for that. Listen, this is just a girl who has a checkered past.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a cad. Maybe I got to end this.
Huh.
Maybe I've played the wrong hand. Maybe I'm playing with real emotions. It's possible. Let's go on.
Okay.
I can't, you know, and like I said, this is where the twists and turns are. Because I could sit here and call bullshit.
It's the never-ending bit show.
but like I said, I could sit here and call bullshit on this. But you just laid there and go, what do you want?
Yeah.
Here it is. Whatever it is. Just let me know.
Here are my balls. Come
here
and kick them.
Ha-ha. And she's just not taking the frickin' bait.
I know. Well, so what'd she say next?
Remember, this is supposedly the same girl that a couple days in asked for a computer from Malmart.
Yeah, no. Different writer.
Right.
Let's see. She goes, all right, so I tell her, you know, and I'll send you some. She goes, well, thank you very much for everything. Pray we are still together after the vid chat. I go, well, I would like to think you were hoping for that even without the newest financial setback. She goes, I was hoping for that whether broke or not. Thanks all the same. I go, no problem. It will be difficult, but I hopefully can work something out to help you. She goes, thank you. I go, I have not done a thing yet. She goes, caring about me is enough. Well played, Belinda. Played. I go, you know I care about you. She goes, I know. I go, good. I do not like to see you this upset. She goes, I feel a bit better now. Talking you has helped me. I go, why do you think that is? She goes, got what I am feeling off my chest. I feel quite relieved. Well, I go, I'm glad you are feeling better. You could have told me if it getting it off of your chest is what you needed to do. She goes, solving it was my aim, but listening to me has helped me. I go, did you get what you wanted from me?
Oh.
She goes, how do you mean? I go, you said your aim was to solve the problem. She goes, well, I haven't solved it yet, but I hope to. I go, I hope so, too. At least you feel better now. She goes, yeah. How did it go with your kid yesterday? I go, not well. She was bored. All they did was play video games. Oh, she must have had a play date.
Mm.
She wanted to actually play. Worst, I've seen her come home from a play date. Oh, she did have a play date. Belinda says, sorry to hear that. I go, what happens? I go, how is Kasha's mouth? Remember, she smashed her teeth.
Right.
Belinda says it's getting better. I go, that's very good news. She asked me what things did I buy yesterday. I guess I told her I had to go out and buy some things. I said I bought two prostitutes. One a Vietnamese girl, one a Japanese girl, and a German Shepherd. They put on quite a show. It was the best $5 I ever spent.
You wow. are an asshole.
You say this all the time to anybody that will listen.
And yet it still won't sink in.
I know. Whose problem is that? Are you expecting something different? Why am I an asshole?
Because just in this deep moment, you know, oh, that's great. So what did you buy? What did you buy? I bought a German Shepherd, a goat, whatever the hell.
Two prostitutes, one German Shepherd, and a big old jar of Skippy.
Yeah.
She goes, were those the only things you bought? Well, I was going to keep it a secret, but I bought you a male prostitute.
His name's Skippy.
I figured he could put you in a good mood. I hope you like him. I hope you like him. She goes, okay, I hope he looks like you.
Oh, nice.
I go, that is very sweet. That might be the sweetest thing I've ever heard in regards to a male prostitute.
Nice.
I go, unfortunately, it's very expensive to ship him whole to Ghana, so I had to ship him in pieces. Keep the parts you like and throw away the rest if you want.
I love those parties.
She goes, okay, I'll do that. I go, which parts will you keep, do you think? I gotta help my daughter with homework, so I might not be able to respond, or I might need to sign off for a bit as some of her homework is on the computer. I should be done in about 45 minutes. If you wish to talk more, let me know. She goes, okay, I'm running out of credit. I go, don't think it can last 45 minutes. I go, okay, you can sign off and come back in a half hour, or we can talk tomorrow. Let me know. Also, which parts you'll be keeping.
By the way, Tom says, 5 Packer rings.
Funny.
I go, any good luck with the homework. I hope you get everything right. I will keep the vital parts. That's what she says.
Yeah.
I go, LOL, such as? She goes, heart, balls, head, and one other part.
What? Really?
That's what she said. Heart, balls, head, and one other part.
It was like a pending divorce settlement.
That's what you get to keep.
I go, you're talking about the appendix, aren't you? She goes, no, guess again. I go, I have no idea. My mind is confused with the kid's math. Please tell me, love. The kid needs the computer. I'll be back online in like 25 minutes. I await your answer. Bye for now. She goes, okay, I will give you 2 clues so you know what I'm talking about. 1, it is between the legs, and 2, it is the most vital part of the body. Hope you get it right. See you tomorrow. Bye. Love you.
Hope you get it right.
I go, I think I know. I've never wanted to be chopped up. I've never wanted to be a chopped up male prostitute than I have now. She laughs. Why is that? I go, well, because it sounds like you have some fun things prepared for other body parts. She goes, but I have less than 10 minutes before my airtime runs out. And now it's time to play a brand new game. Only, well, we've played it before. But now it has intro music. Strap in, kids. Are you ready? Put on your headphones.
Strap on?
No.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
That's hilarious.
One of the favorite games here at the Den. Interrogate the Scammer.
Love it.
So I go, okay, doll, I was looking at an old conversation we had, and you said you had multiple orgasms once. The other day you never said you had an orgasm. I'm a bit confused.
She did.
She goes, I have not had multiple orgasms. Didn't say I have. I go, yes, you did say you had multiple orgasms. You said you had them once. The other day, you told me you never had orgasm, not even once. She goes, remember talking about that with you, but don't remember saying it was me. I go, when I was in the Bahamas, you told me you multi-orgasmed once. You said you had not orgasmed at all in 6 years. Last week, you said you never orgasmed at all. This is all maddening! And that's where we'll end it.
Oh, I love no!
The way you crawl around the carpet with that.
I know. The money? No.
The money, no.
The only inconsistencies?
No.
How many orgasms
we're
have you had?
Another bottle of this right now.
5.
It's important. If we're going to build a relationship.
These things need to be spoken of. We need to know. That's hilarious. That's, well, you know, everybody has their line in the sand.
So? What do you guys think of this week's installment? A lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff to chew on.
There was Well, that's exactly it. There was a lot to chew on. I don't know. I'm still confused.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you brought up something about, you know, like, what she used to talk like, and how, you know, like, a couple minutes in, she was like, I need a computer from Walmart! You know, and then this one is like, you said, you almost slapped her in the face with a wet mackerel full of money, and she wouldn't take it.
No.
But I would have still liked to seen that.
But she's still lying.
Yeah.
It would appear. Well, we'll have to tune in and see what happens on March 19th, 2013. A hell of a cliffhanger. Right in the middle of Interrogate the Scammer.
She's also a little bit of, sometimes, I mean, she'll write porn for you, and then other times when she's talking
for
with
me,
you.
For us.
For you and your
for
fear.
For all of us.
That's a very good way to look at it.
For all of us.
She's
for
on staff, us. Doesn't even know it.
Yeah, really. Gets paid the same as everybody else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And at least puts out more product than some.
Yes, exactly.
So the thing is, and not you, Joe.
Yeah. We know.
at least you guys catch on. I was a little slow. The thing is that here you are, you know, setting her up like Joe said, but here's the money grab. Do it, and she wouldn't do it. But it's like clearly a completely different person than the person you first were speaking to. And that's the thing, is that she still hasn't owned up to so many things. Who was that person that you spoke to first?
Well, but no, but this orgasm thing was, you know, probably the new person.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's where I was. Yeah, but that's where I was going with that was, you know, sometimes she's writing porn for all of us, and sometimes she's rather prudish with you. And maybe the prudish more one is like saying, oh, well, she's the one who I was going, aw, because she said she'd only had, you know,
it's
sex, vaginal sex and never had an orgasm.
I'm listening to the scammer clips that Joe put together from September of 2012. I don't know if they're online yet, the latest batch.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually a part where she says, I bring out that in her, like, and she kind of gets freaky on it, like the personal porn.
Ooh. Yeah.
So that's from the old character.
Yeah. And now here's kind of, you know, never had it good.
But she said she did. She hasn't had it for 6 years. We'll have to see where this turns out.
I really want to know.
Joe?
Somebody, it sounds like somebody new. And I think that maybe this person who's new might have taken on Davin because they entertained them. Mm-hmm. Not the money. Not for the money. And I said this before. Just
out of
everybody they talk. Yeah. After everybody they talk to during the day, here's this guy that's unique and different and a break in the day.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't want to use you. Maybe you're a pal.
No. No, no. I'm not in the friend zone.
You see.
I am not in the scammer friend zone.
You might be.
Wow. You how bad do you have to be the scammer friend zone?
Yeah. No, I'm not you. I'm not you!
I'm in the scammer friend zone! That is too true!
Bitch is all in! You know what body part she wanted, and she wants a male prostitute. Don't you give me... A friend does not want a male prostitute that looks like me. No, 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 no!
She is so into your goiter, I can't believe
it. It's not a goiter, it's a penis.
No.
It's just rounded. And pussy. And perhaps inflamed.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, that's funny.
I am successful with my romance scammers.
I couldn't even get a bite.
No, you're boring.
Yeah.
Fake you sucks.
Fake me sucks. So
fake,
bad.
And I'll tell you something. Yeah, fake Joe ain't a bargain either. Stupid leeches and cats.
You told me to stay away.
You're failing of using the spam box. Told you to stay away. I had a handless and I've made progress, but I get the hook, line, and sinker.
I wouldn't mind revisiting.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
Yes.
I'm sure
but
Mavis is waiting.
I'm just waiting on the boss man to tell me.
All right, and I'll let you know when it's time.
Right. Uh-oh, this is going to upset Davin. Tom wants to know, I wonder if she's the biggest hua in Ghana and is only acting a prude. Talking shit about your girl.
What, you think she's fake sleeping with a lot of marks? How Bill dare you, sir!
she's only acting prudish, but she's a big hoa.
I don't know. I take up a lot of her time. I wear that keyboard out.
Okay.
Enough.
We'll find out.
We certainly will. I guess we should thank some people for allowing this to happen.
Poor deluded souls. Yes. It's the best we could do.
People paid for this, so we should do this.
Unbelievable.
What?
They paid for this.
I don't know if they paid for this particular show.
I don't know if they're owning up to this one.
I don't go, and you should be a sponsor because we do this lovely Nazi porn.
Hold on, let me play you a section.
You need that out of the portfolio.
Yeah, I most certainly will. I hope nobody ever discovers the show. The lost episodes. Fortunately, most of these shows nobody ever discovers, so we're fine.
Yeah, it'll be like the blacked out 18 minutes.
I'm proud of our Nazi porn.
I am.
And I thought we had a very spirited debate about whether she should have been fired. That was some of her finest work. Anyway. success martial arts. And they are. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Check them out at smacenters.com. smacenters.com. What are you cracking up about?
Because everything sounds filthy to me tonight after all that.
Well, it should. Everything we said was.
You can do it. You can do it with your family or alone.
We're discussing scriptures or homilies or anything like that.
Well, we started the show that way, and you came in and made a mockery of it. Almost time for the jokes, Lee. Close with some Jewish internet jokes. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And when you call, don't forget to ask them about their comedy night. Goldberg's! Kosher-style deli in Chester, New York. Brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. I wonder if they have a matzo bagel. Anyway, if you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. No. Goldberg's has the perfect shmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads and other low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
And you can drive while eating it.
Sure. Well,
sorry.
Humans can't, but Joe can. Yes, she can!
Slop Towel, thank you.
He's my hero.
Thank you, Slop Towel.
If Joe wasn't such a mess, I'd be starving.
That's right, Slop Towel.
Slop Towel.
Or the Bronx Bomber. Yes, he really is a mess.
That huge sock.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you complete me, Joe.
Okay, we get it.
Do we, Joe?
The Bronx Bomber, which is the square Knish corned beef and Russian dressing and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and goldfish.
All of a sudden, he's right up on the right. Feed your craving.
They can. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event party or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. Oh. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. all on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. Don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this here show, you get 10% off. SurfEasy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. And you know what? With all these ways to now hear the show on mobile devices, and, you know, on computers, you really need this because you don't want to admit to listening to this.
You want to be covered.
SurfEasy wraps up all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. SurfEasy hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from SurfEasy. Sign up at SurfEasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Side-Splitting Productions. For all of your entertainment needs, comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, anything you need. Kids thing, you need somebody to paint your face, kids magician? We're doing a whole big thing in Connecticut. We're sending up a bunch of children's performers to Connecticut.
Oh, that's cool.
Sending a ventriloquist, sending a magician, and sending a storyteller up for the kids.
Nice.
So we can do that for you. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. Yeah, that's my number. 551-404-3094. That's my cell phone. Yeah. Or you can look us up at sidespuddingproductions.com. That's sidespuddingproductions.com. Pip, anything?
No.
Joe?
No.
Oh, off week?
Yeah.
Check back on Joe's Facebook page. You'll have something by Thursday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday, I'll be in Chester, New York at Jester's Comedy Club.
Ah.
Chester. Jester's at Chester. Yeah. First time it ever occurred to anybody.
Okay.
She is consistent. For tickets to see me perform, call 845-345-1039. 845-345-1039. I think the wife might be coming out, so if you want to see her horror. Yeah. I'm trying out some new Jesus stuff. I'll do the new hyena joke.
All right.
No one's going to see your wife. She'll be under the table.
That's where I like her.
Cringing.
Yes. Yes. Well, this has been a fun and a completely inappropriate show.
Very.
I have enjoyed it immensely. I'd like to thank all of you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, you keep on listening. Have a great Passover and a happy Easter.